starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
What are those kids up to?
Are they up to something?
All signs point that way. What would Porky be wanting with a piece of raw meat?
Raw meat?
Mm-hmm. Says he's on a diet. That's nonsense.
Good brownies.
Thanks, dear.
Bait in a trap, likely.
With stewing beef at 59 cents a pound, I'll wring their necks.
You gotta catch them first.
You're so right. You haven't said grace yet.
We thank thee, O Lord, for this our daily bread.
Well?
Well, what?
I shouldn't think you'd be very hungry after chewing on that raw meat.
That was Porky.
Oh? Was he with you all afternoon? Then he must have been late for supper, too.
Well, I guess so.
What was so important?
Important?
Yes, it must have been something terribly important. Not only were you late for supper, but you neglected your chores. Gramps had to do them for you.
Didn't amount to nothing.
That's not the point. There are certain responsibilities all of us have when we live in a household. I don't have to tell you what your responsibilities are, you know. Lately, you've been neglecting them. May I ask why? It's very likely that you have a good reason. But I'd like to know what it is.
Can I wait after supper and tell you?
Yes, you may wait. All finished?
I'll have to be excused to show you.
To show me what?
Why, I was late. May I be excused?
Well, yes, but where are you going?
To the barn. I'll only be a minute. No, Lassie. You stay here.
I told you something was up.
Wonder what it is.
Don't even try to guess. It could be anything. And I mean anything.
Here he comes.
Look, Mom. It's a red-tailed hawk. His name's King, and Porky and me trained him.
Jeff, get that thing out of here.
He won't hurt anybody, Grams. He's tame. Look, he'll even sit on Lassie.
That's fine, Jeff. That's fine, but please get him out of here. I know it must sound strange, but I'm not fond of having hawks in my kitchen.
Well, I'll put him back in the barn.
Now, don't you dare.
Why not?
Because there's chickens in that barn.
King won't hurt him. Well, I told you he's trained. Porky and me spent all week training him.
Oh, so that's where you've been.
Somebody shot him and he couldn't fly. Lassie found
him. You can tell us later, Jeff, please.
And don't put him in the barn.
Why not? I have to. It's the only place.
Don't argue with him, Dad, please. Mm-hmm. The blessings of motherhood. Oh, don't bother with that. I'll sweep it up when I recover my senses. Do other children bring wild hawks home to their mothers? I mean, is this the normal thing? I didn't mind when I found Gussie in my sewing basket.
Gussie? Yeah, who's Gussie?
Jeff's garter snake.
Oh.
But after all, a wild hawk. Oh, now I know.
What?
Those books he's been bringing home from the library.
Uh-huh.
The Birds of Prey and the Art of Falconry.
Oh.
Here he comes. Now, Dad, be firm. He's got to get rid of it.
All right.
King's fine. He's up on a rafter getting ready to go to sleep.
Jeff.
You can't keep that hawk, Jeff.
Why not?
Because I say so. Hawks are chicken killers.
Hawks catch field mice and gophers, too, and that helps the farmers.
Well, I've been around a farm a long time, and I never heard of a helpful hawk.
Well, that's because you don't know anything about them.
Jeff, don't be rude.
I'm not being rude. I read all about hawks. In Pennsylvania, they've even got a place called Hawk Mountain where the hawks can nest and is protected.
But this ain't Pennsylvania.
And there's all different kinds of hawks, too.
All bad.
No, they're not. A long time ago, hawks used to be trained for hunting. It was called falconry. They even trained eagles.
Now, look here, Jeff. You got a common chicken hawk out in that barn. And he's called a chicken hawk because he kills chickens.
King's not a chicken hawk. He's a red tail, and the things he's predatory against most are rodents.
Where'd you hear that?
I didn't hear it. I read it in a book.
Well, I'll bet the fellow that wrote that book never lived on a farm, did he?
I don't know.
May I say something? I think it's very commendable that Jeff has learned so much about hawks. And I'm sure that all the things that he tells us are true.
They're all in the books.
I'm sure they are, dear. But you said yourself, Jeff, that hawks are predatory. They do prey on living things.
But red-tail hawks...
Let me finish, dear. I think it was Doc Wilson, or maybe it was Doc Weaver, who told us a long time ago that it's very difficult, sometimes impossible, to train basic instincts out of wild animals. Even circus animals like lions and tigers, who are highly trained and have been brought up in civilization, very often attack their trainers. This is what is known as reverting to type, and that means...
I know what it means, being like they were before in the jungle.
Exactly.
But couldn't I just try, Mom? Like I did with the fawn. Gramps and Doc both said that Lassie and the fawn had never become friends. But they did. That's true, isn't it, Gramps?
Well, yes, but...
Why can't I try with the hawk?
Well, it's up to Gramps.
Now, look here, Ellen. You were the one who...
All right. You can try. But, Jeff, now, just a minute. There are some rules. You are not to bring that hawk into the house under any circumstances. And you are not to neglect your schoolwork nor your chores.
I won't.
And you can't keep him in the barn.
Golly, Gramps, I gotta keep him someplace.
Well, maybe Gramps will build a cage for him tomorrow.
Can I go out and see him now?
Yes.
Well, you're a fine one. First you tell me to be firm, and then you...
Oh, I know, but what can we do? He's smarter than we are.
Please don't kill any chickens, because if you do, I'll have to let you go. Then you'll probably get shot at again. You understand? I don't know whether that means yes or whether it means no, but I guess it means something. Okay, you can go back up.
865-2345. So revitalize your life with the Making Healthy Choices Renew You Pack today.
Bat risks his scalp going to buy buffalo hides in dangerous Indian country when the man originally assigned to the job plots trouble. On Bat Masterson, today on WHT.
And God told me that I was obligated to bring 1 million souls to heaven. Win 1 million immortal souls.
Excuse me, ma'am. Would you like to have my seat? R-E-S-P-C-T.
Find out what it means to me. A message from the Foundation for a Better Life.
Jeff, see what your hawk done? One of our best leghorns. Now you get your robe and slippers on and get that thing out of the barn.
Can't it wait until morning?
No, it can't. There's a dozen more hens roosting in that barn. Do you want them all killed? You do like I say while I bury this.
I'm sorry, dear.
I guess I was wrong. I guess he isn't trained, really.
Oh, I don't think it's a matter of training, Jeff. I think it's what we talked about this afternoon. I'm afraid that all the training in the world wouldn't help. You can't change an instinct, and evidently, hawks are instinctively predatory.
I know, but he let us pet him, and he wasn't afraid of Lassie.
I know. I'm sure you could tame him and get him used to us, but he'll always remain a bird of prey. And Gramps is right. A farm is no place for a hawk.
Yeah.
You better go. Where are your slippers?
Right here.
Jeff!
He's coming. I'm glad you tried, dear.
Come on, boy, we ain't got all night. Better put Lassie in the house. That bird's liable to scratch her eyes out.
Lassie's not afraid of him.
That ain't the question. She chased the hawk off the chicken. He's got blood in his eye.
Send her over to me, Jeff.
Go to Mom, Lassie. Go on. Go to Mom. Go on. Go to Mom.
Come on, Lassie. Be careful, Jeff.
Wait a minute. I've been thinking, Jeff. We got no right to turn him loose. Ellen!
Yes?
Will you bring me a small piece of raw meat?
What are you gonna do?
Poison.
No, Gramps, you can't. You can't.
Now, look here, boy. If we turn him loose, he's only gonna go out and kill more chickens. He's got the taste of it now, and you ain't gonna stop him. Now, that's the way it is, and that's the way you gotta get it in your mind. You got to weigh the bad against the good, you see.
Well, you always keep telling me that nothing's all bad. And why did God make hawks if they're just bad?
What's the trouble?
Gramps wants to poison the hawk.
I thought you were going to release him.
We got no right to loose him to kill more chickens. It's no more like what you do to a egg-sucking snake and a weasel that get into your brooder house. Now, God put him here, and there's a place for him, I reckon, but it ain't on a farm.
I wouldn't mind it so much if I hadn't held him on my wrist and trained him and petted him.
Now, look, let's not get soft about it. Give me the meat.
Well, I have it, but now let's think about this just for a minute. If Jeff releases Emily, he'll probably just fly away. Well, that'll be...
Morning, Evan.
Morning, Dad. Huh? Jeff missed so much sleep last night, and since there's no school today...
Oh.
Coffee won't be ready for a few minutes.
Well, I'll let the chickens out.
All right.
That hawk's back again.
Oh.
Killed another chicken.
How did he get in?
Through the hayloft, likely. Now, I'm going over to Joe King and borrow a shotgun. Now, it can't be helped, Ellen. Might as well get it over with before he's up.
Good morning, dear. I didn't expect you up so early.
Well, Gramps going to pick up.
To Joe King's.
What for?
Jeff the Hawk came back. He got into the barn and killed another chicken. Gramps has gone to borrow a shotgun. I'm afraid there's nothing we can do about it.
Is he in the barn now?
Jeff. There's no use releasing him again. He's just going to keep coming back. It's best if you let Gramps handle it. Try not to think about it anymore.
I only wish Gramps didn't have to shoot him. If he does, his feathers won't be pretty anymore. You haven't seen them in the sunlight. They're so soft and glistening. If Gramps shoots him...
Breakfast will be ready soon. Why don't you wash up and get dressed?
Do you still have that... piece of raw meat we didn't use last night?
Yes.
Could I have it?
If you're going to do it that way, dear, hadn't you better wait for Gramps?
He won't come to Gramps. He'll only come to me. I was the one who found him and brought him here. If it has to be done, I think I should be the one to do it.
Sure, Jeff.
I think I understand now.
You won't need that, Dad.
What do you mean?
Put it away. Go on.
What's going on here?
Jeff's taking care of it himself. He's in there now.
Good morning, son.
It's all right now, Ma.
You know, I've been thinking that come spring we should find a crow's nest and get a crow's egg and put it under one of our banty hens and hatch it out. You know, you can teach a crow to do a lot of tricks. And I'll tell you a little secret, too. We can even teach it to talk back to your mom.